He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, August 26th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's see. Are we hanging on to 2,000 here? We were. Last time I looked, we're at 2,095 cents right now. We're up almost 3%. No, 3 points on the S&P 500. That works out to 0.15%, a lot less than 3%. But we are above the 2,000 mark, the bicentennial mark right now. The Dow is up 39 points. Nice follow-through from yesterday, albeit on very light volume. Very light volume yesterday, even lighter volume today. 17,115. You know, I've heard that argument before, too. The market continues to hit new highs, and I hear people say, there's no volume. Where's the volume? And they've been saying that ever since 14,000. And now here we are at 17,000. You know what I say? Who cares about the volume? I don't know. Just people, they find every reason not to make money in the market. The NASDAQ is up 4 points. 4,561. Gold sees a little bit of something that it likes today. I'm not quite sure what. Looks like we got a deal between Israel and the Palestinians this morning. Gold is up 0.74%. It's at 1288. Crude oil is up 0.65. Crude oil, the oil stocks had a big day yesterday, even though crude is down at 93.96 after being at 107 here recently. The euro continues to fall against the dollar, and the 10-year yield is at 2.38%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah, you know, there's something to what I just said. People like to find reasons not to make money in the market, not to participate in the market. And in my opinion, I think maybe I would call it paralysis of analysis, because I can sit here, I try to make things as simple as possible. I wanted to make my app completely simple so that even a beginning investor could understand what an A is and a B and a C and a D and an F. And even a beginning investor could understand what a stock ranked number 23 out of 3,900 meant. And I just wanted simple components. Here's what it's done over the last 1 year, 3 years, 5 years versus the market. Simple. Just look at the comparison side by side. And here's what my 5-year valuation on the stock is. And here's the bottom line. Simple. Keep it simple. And yet when I showed people at the money show some of my top stocks, I would hear every reason not to own it. I don't like their balance sheet. Aren't you concerned with their debt? Their return on equity doesn't measure up. Don't they have shrinking profit margins? And then I would show them a 1-year chart of the stock. See this? See where it was a year ago? It was way down here. See where it is today? It's way up here. Why are you letting all of these micro things keep you out of a big macro story here? And the same could be said about the stock market itself, obviously. The market, I've said many times, began on March 2009. It woke up on March 9th of that year and said, okay, this is the bottom, and it's all uphill for the next 65 months. And yet people along the way found just about every reason possible not to participate. Some are valid reasons. Some are legitimate reasons. I understand. Burnt before. Man, I was burnt in 2000 when the NASDAQ got crushed. And I was burnt again in 2008, 2009 when the S&P went down 53%. I'm not getting back in. No, sir. Not me. I've learned my lesson. And if you think back, you know, the Dow was at 6,500 on that day. And today it's at 17,117. And there's still people on the sidelines saying, no, sir, I learned my lesson. I'm not getting back in. Unfortunately, it's just kind of the nature of the beast that once in a while, these big corrections come along in the market. And I guess one of the decisions that you have to make is how you'll handle the next correction. And you've heard me say that the index investor will ride it right on down because he says that over time it all works out, it all evens out. The problem with that thinking is what if you're retiring 2 years from now and you retire the year after that 53% correction and you're an index investor? See, Mr. Bogle never addresses that one. Okay, you're sitting there with $1.1 million in your 401k, riding it along in your index funds, and you're 61 years old, and all of a sudden, 15 months later, your 1.1 is cleared down to 500,000 because of a 53% correction, and you're an index investor, and you retire at the age of 62. So that's something you have to think about. And maybe you get lucky and you retire the year that the market goes way up, like last year when the Dow went up, when the S&P 500 went up 29%. So you know what? The index investor, that's what he'll do when the correction eventually or the bear market comes along, is he'll write it down saying that, hey, I'm not a true index investor unless I stay 100% fully invested all the time. And I don't know, that just seems to me like not looking at the world around you and having a closed mind and just saying, nope, he told me to stay fully invested, so I'm going to stay fully invested. And I actually had a guy stop by my booth, and he just wanted to pick a fight. Okay, well, you know what, I'm not a real fighter. I'm just going to eventually say, okay, you're right. You know, God bless you. But he wanted to pick a fight that there is no way to beat the indexes. And, you know, he's right in most instances. Most investors don't beat the indexes over the long haul. And he wanted me to prove it to him that the indexes can be beaten. I said, well, you know what? I can't stand here and prove it to you, but you just have to know that the last bear market took 53% out of your high. Did you ride that down? He said, no, I did a bunch of selling as it started to roll over. And I said, well, you're not an index investor. Get out of here. You're a phony. You're a counterfeit index investor. An index investor stays fully invested. Here you are arguing to me that the indexes beat all of these investors, and you don't even adhere to what your own beliefs tell you. You don't practice what you preach. He said, well, I didn't want to go down 53%. I said, well, then you think that you can beat the indexes, don't you? And I think one of the best ways to maybe beat the indexes over time is to prevent that big fall, that big 53% fall. And I don't make any promises, or I don't make any guarantees. I don't make any false claims. Don't promise anybody anything. That's all I can do is watch all of the indicators and look at the app that I invented back in the year 2008 during the darkest days of the market and coming away with some observations during that year. I observed that year that the bond market was up 32% while the stock market was down 38%. And there went out the window the theory of asset allocation, because I don't believe in asset allocation. Well, you could say that, yeah, that would have prevented a big fall that year. But a thinking guy like me says, gee, I could have made money this year if I'd have been in the right asset class, bonds instead of stocks. And last year it was all about stocks. And had you had a 50-50 stock bond portfolio, you would have only made 6% last year. And a 100% stock portfolio, which we had here last year, did much better, as the S&P was up 29%. So a 50-50 mix didn't do you any good last year. I just think that at any given time, there's asset classes that are flourishing in the market, depending on the environment we're in, the interest rate environment, where we're at in the business cycle, where we're at with inflation, the economy, etc. So we strive to do our best every single day to be in the right asset classes and to keep our eyes in the rear view mirror to make sure that that bear is not creeping up on us. We're going to go through the macro picture here today when we come back. Leading asset classes coming up, leading sectors, leading stocks coming up. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we didn't quite get to the macro picture of the market yesterday as we were looking and reviewing what I learned and the takeaways from the San Francisco Money Show that I attended last week. So the macro picture in my book is very, very important to stay on top of. And so today we're going to review where we're at right now because we're 65 months into a bull market. And looking at the macro picture every single day and every single week in my newsletter, and you can follow right along with me, has kept us in the market. So I would say that whatever we're looking at, whatever we're doing, it served us pretty well so far. We're not going to desert it now. We're going to continue to depend on and rely upon various aspects of the macro picture to help us to determine whether or not the bull market is still intact or not. Because there will come a time that the bull is no longer a primary uptrend, that the market is no longer in a primary uptrend, otherwise known as a bull. That primary uptrend will eventually start to flatten out, and then it will eventually start to roll over, and then it will eventually start to go down and form and begin a primary downtrend. And another name for a primary downtrend is a bear market. And the last bear that growled was 65 months ago. Actually, it began 80 months ago, so 7.5 years ago it began. And after 15 months, it took 53% out of the market. Were there signs leading up to that 53% drop, or did it just happen overnight? No, there were definitely signs leading up to it. Technical indicators, valuation indicators, signs from the economy here in the United States and globally. And the biggest place it showed up was in individual stocks beginning to break down. And so we're going to keep our eyes on the rearview mirror. We're going to continue to look at the macro picture and at our individual holdings, whether they be mutual funds, whether they be exchange-traded funds, whether they be individual stocks. We're going to stay very, very vigilant throughout this, so that we don't give back a big chunk of what we've made over the last 5.5 years, which is basically almost now a triple in the market from the bottom. Now, here's where we stand year to date in 2014. This is not last year. Last year, the S&P was up 29.2%. It was like the seventh inning of a baseball game when they say last call before we take away the punch bowl, and everybody ran up to the punch bowl stand and got one last round of punch, and the S&P was up 29.2%. Then in February of this year, Janet Yellen announced that the punch bowl was being taken away. Well, it had already been it had already started the drain, pulling the plug on it. No longer was it being juiced. The juice was disappearing from the market, and so this year it's had its impact. But yet, having said that, the S&P is still up 7.5%, about 8% year to date, and now we're at the 2000 level, which we've never seen before in the S&P 500. So clue number one, the market's hitting a new all-time high. That's not how a bear market begins. But every time it hits a new high, we have to always ask ourselves, is this as good as it gets? And I think the wrong thing to do is guess and say, yep, that's it, 2000, I'm selling everything and going to the sidelines. Well, you're guessing. Just like the guy who guessed 3 years ago that the dollar was going to collapse and gold was going to rocket higher and hyperinflation would set in at any moment, they guessed. And they were wrong. And they missed a could ride in the market here so far. But at some point in time, things will change. But just looking at the overall S&P 500, I don't see It's starting to roll over, and I don't see the bear rearing its ugly head. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 26% last year on that last sip from the punch bowl. Or was it a gulp from the punch bowl? Or was it a chug-a-lug from the punch bowl? That's a very outsized return for the Dow, 26.5%. The long-term average is more in the 8% area. This year, we're returning more back towards the mean, aren't we? The Dow's up about 3% so far this year without the juice in its system. But it is above 17,000, and we are closing in on new all-time highs on the Dow. So we're not seeing any divergence here. We're not seeing the Dow start to roll over while the S&P's hitting new highs. We're seeing the Dow and the S&P pretty much running in tandem with one another. And we're not seeing any signs yet, although we have to look into the internals of the market. We're not seeing any signs yet that the bull is coming to an end. The small caps is where we've seen the biggest drop. Not drop, but the biggest fall off from last year's performance. And obviously, when you're juicing a punch bowl, the small caps and the momentum stocks and the go-go stocks are going to benefit the most from that juice. From that, speaking of which, Ryan Braun was in town. He's in town this weekend. He had a little juice in his system. Have you noticed how his home run production? Now, I'm not knocking you folks in Milwaukee. I'm just saying that Ryan Braun was caught with the performance-enhancing drugs, and his production numbers, they were showing it last night on TV, have dropped dramatically. His home run production and his RBI production and his batting average has dropped dramatically. And yet he still hit a home run off of us, which doesn't surprise me. But anyways, the S&P 500, or the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, had a tremendous year last year. It was up 39.6%. It was had that juice in its system, knocking home runs all over the park. Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa-like numbers, and this year it's flat. It's up about 1%. See what a little stimulus can do? Well, the stimulus isn't there this year. But having said that, I don't see the small cap stocks rolling over yet, which I believe will be one of the leading indicators when the market begins to roll over. The small caps will start to roll over because they react. They're a little more volatile. They react to news, bad news, adverse news a little more quickly than the Dow does. And when things are good, they go a little faster than the Dow does. Okay, so I watch the small caps very closely. And they're flat, but they're not rolling over. The emerging markets are now ahead. They're beating the U.S. markets. And this has been a big theme here at Gunderson Capital Management this year. The emerging markets are up 9.4% this year, while the Dow's only up 3%. Emerging markets a good place to be. So far, macro picture, still looking okay, but we need to get into some internals of the market, some asset class rankings, some sector rankings before I declare this bull to still be intact. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're taking a look at the macro picture today of the markets. I had one guy come up to me at the booth and say, "Bill, I get your newsletter and listen to your show." I think it was the show. I'd listen every Monday. I never miss Monday and Tuesday because you're going over the macro picture of the market. And that macro picture is very, very important. Because if you don't have the macros on your side, it's pretty hard to be picking any individual stocks that are winners. The macro has a lot to do with the performance. One study that has been widely publicized is that 80% of the action in your stock comes from the market. So it's pretty important to know at any given time what the market is doing. Well, we took a look at where we're at year to date in the S&P 500, in the Dow, in the emerging markets. We're obviously in positive territory, and we're obviously hitting new all-time highs. That's a good sign. What about valuation? Where are we at now with the valuation of the market? If you go back to the year 1999 and 2000, right before the NASDAQ got hit for some 75%, we had a P.E. ratio on the S&P right at that back at that time of about 30. And I think the NASDAQ was trading at about 100 times earnings. As we look at it today, the forward P.E. of the S&P 500 right now is 17.3. It's not cheap. 2 years ago, it was 14.8. But at the same time, it's not expensive. It's not, you know, when I hear these guys on pundits on the TV say we're getting into nosebleed territory, well, you know, I don't see that. We're getting into a bubble like we did in 2000. Well, we're trading at one half of the valuations that we were back then. And back then, you didn't have any kind of business plans for most of those companies beyond the IPO. Companies are a little bit leaner these days, have a little bit better balance sheets, or run a little bit tighter, making sure that that profitability remains. Not all companies, but the vast majority of them. So I would just say that we're not in grossly overvalued territory in the market right now. India continues to be the leading index in the world. It's up 16.7% year to date, and I still like the India story. In fact, I sent out a tweet just a little while ago. In my personal little side trading account, I continue to hold IIF, which is the Morgan Stanley India Investment Fund. It's up 22.3% since I bought it about 2 or 3 months ago. I still like the India story. China's up 6.6% so far this year. I also like the China story a whole lot. In fact, as we get to the indexes, we'll figure out what the leading indexes around the world are right now. But obviously, the U.S. is hitting new all-time highs. India's the leading index in the world right now, and China's starting to do fairly well after 4 or 5 years of not doing anything. Brazil's up 12.8% year to date. Still a little bit tricky there with Brazil. Very volatile political situation in Brazil right now. The gold market up 3.6% this year, better than last year when it was down 26.3%, but still gold continues to go nowhere. And the bond market is done pretty good this year. The bond market is up 5.2%. That's the 10-year treasury since the beginning of the year. And I would just say it's because of the geopolitical concerns around the world. There's been money that's gone into the U.S. treasuries, U.S. bonds, because they're afraid that any one of these hotspots, ISIL, Israel, which I believe finally has a ceasefire and a peace agreement for now with Gaza, so that one seems to be going to the back burner. ISIL has definitely come to the front burner. And yes, Russia and Ukraine's quiet right now. Seems like Putin's going to meet with Petrochenko in the next week or so. We'll see if they can work out anything. What is there to work out? Ukraine is an independent country. Putin has no business there. He wants to work out something with them. Go figure. Anyways, as we look around the world at the leading indexes, here they are. Right now, number one is Hong Kong, which is really China. Okay, the China index has done very well here over the last 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year. In fact, over the last 12 months, it's actually ahead of the U.S. right now after underperforming for about 4 or 5 years. The NASDAQ obviously continues to be a leading index in the world. When I look at the 77 indexes that I track around the world, the NASDAQ is currently number 4. And then we've got China at number 5. China small cap at number 6. That's HAO. Let's see what that looks like. Pretty good. And then the S&P comes in at number 7. So China and the U.S. continue to dominate the top indexes in the world right now. And not too far behind are the emerging markets as a whole, and also India. And that continues to be areas that I've avoided for the last 4 years. And I've continued to add exposure to those markets, as I believe going forward they have more upside potential than we have here in the United States after our markets have tripled over the last 5 years and their markets have just gone slowly, 2-3%. I still don't like Europe. I think Putin and the sanctions and not buying European goods, I don't think anything right around that Ukraine area is going to do too well, but that may lead the European Central Bank to do a little stimulus of their own over there in Europe. They may have to. But for now, I still continue to believe that the European markets are the worst markets in the world. So as we look at the indexes around the world, I would continue to say U.S., China, India, a little bit of Brazil, and there's really nothing else that I have much interest in. Now we go to the asset classes. Why is this important? Well, there's a lot of people out there that are asset allocators, and they believe in just spreading your money out amongst bonds, amongst stocks, amongst gold, amongst real estate, and having your assets spread around, diversified, because in any given year there's going to be one or two asset classes that excel and there's going to be one or two asset classes that lag, and overall it kind of works out over time. And it's been my experience that that strategy works out to mediocrity over time. It's all you got to do is look at an asset allocation mutual fund and look at the long-term track record of an asset allocation mutual fund. They haven't done very well. They're at or near the bottom of the heap. But if that's your cup of tea and asset allocation, you don't want to make too much, you don't want to lose too much, then you know what? I'm not going to talk you out of it. It's just not my cup of tea. I would prefer to be in the asset classes that are flourishing. And what's flourishing right now? The NASDAQ's flourishing right now, obviously. Still doing very, very well. Technology stocks, biotech stocks, internet stocks, healthcare stocks, semiconductor stocks continue to do very, very well. Where's the innovation come from in the world? Mostly from the U.S. I took a trip, obviously, to San Francisco last weekend, going through that Silicon Valley. I would call it Innovation Valley. One company right after another. You know, I heard coming home an interview with the CEO of Akamai Technology. They're the ones that said, hey, the internet can't handle the traffic. It's going to have to be beefed up considerably going down the road to be able to handle the traffic. Came up with the logarithms to handle it. Even carried them out to infinity. And they're the ones that are helping us keep the internet running and handling all the traffic. There weren't videos 10 years ago, and there wasn't instant messaging and Twitter and all of these things that are eating up the bandwidth, Netflix, etc. And thank goodness for Akamai, which keeps the internet running smoothly. Other asset classes that are leading this year, the MLPs have done really well. The pipeline stocks, the U.S. large cap stocks, dividend paying stocks, and of course the emerging markets. Those are your best asset classes in the world. And just as important to know the best asset classes is to know the worst ones to stay out of. And these are ones that guys continue to pitch at the money show. Gold, silver, they're last, next to last. Right down there with being short the market. So if you're a bear and you've been a bear for the last 5.5 years and you've been a gold bug, you've been in the very worst asset classes, and they're still the very worst asset classes in the market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with some sector analysis. So stay tuned for that.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final sector, the final segment. We're going to do sector analysis. I got sectors on the brain right now. Do a little sector analysis here as we look at the macro picture of the market. Before we move on to the sectors, so I want to go back to the asset class rankings just for a moment. One of the key asset classes to watch going forward, and I consider this to be an asset class, it's being inverse the market. Yes, you could have, as part of your asset allocation, you could have a 10% hedge on the market, being short the market. And on the days that the market gets clobbered and goes down, you make some money in that part of your asset allocation. But I want to own this one when the market starts to roll over and goes down. And it hasn't happened for 65 months. And I continue to watch that S&P 500 inverse, SH is the symbol. It's one of the 34 asset classes in my database. And it continues to be number 34 out of 34. Silver and gold are right above it, 33 and 32. So as long as that S&P 500 inverse fund is at the bottom of the ladder, it means that the bear is still snoring, sawing logs within the cave where he's hibernating. But if he starts to yawn and wake up and starts to roll around, open his eyes, we'll see that S&P inverse starting to rise in rank. It rose a couple points, about a month ago, and then it fell right back down to the bottom. And if you look at a chart of SH, which is ProShares Short S&P 500 Fund, you'll see that it's still a very ugly chart. So maybe I should argue, maybe I should take on some of these perma bears out there and debate them, because they got some explaining to do. How in the world can you look at that SH chart and be proud of being a bear for the last several years in the market? And again, gold continues to be the second worst asset class, because that kind of goes along with the bears. They're bears because they like gold, and they like gold because they think the dollar's going to collapse, which it may at some point in time. But when you make guesses on the market and invest in those guesses and those theories way ahead of time, you can look like a damn fool, which a lot of the bears have. Gold has been going down at an average of 13% per year over the last 3 years, while the market's been going up by 21% per year. So the gold bugs have cost you 35% per year on your money. So you have to choose who you want to listen to. You have to choose your gurus wisely. Now back in 08, when the market was down 38%, gold was up 5% that year. So, and I think gold will come rise to the fore. It started to do a little dance here a few months ago, and I actually bought one stock in gold. And then it went right back to the sidelines and became a wallflower again. And I have no exposure to gold, and I haven't had any exposure to gold for the last 3 years, while it's been going down by 13% per year. How important is it to be in the right asset classes in the market? Gold's been going down by 13% per year, while the stock market's been going up by 20% per year. Take your pick. All right, let's finish up here. Let's dig into those sectors. Guess what the number one sector is in the market? It's a sector that I started loading up again on a few months back, the biotech sector. Yesterday, the biotechs had a phenomenal day as Gilead Sciences and Celgene and others, Biogen, roared to new highs. and I continue to like the biotech stocks. And I continue to own a lot of biotech stocks. There was a deal in the biotech industry with Roche buying, not Intercept, but Intermune, a stock that I came very close to buying a few weeks ago. It rose into my top 100 several months ago. I kept looking at it and kept wanting to buy it and kept talking myself out of it. And then it got bought out yesterday by Roche. I think it was up 23% or something like that. The one that got away, they get away from time to time. You miss the big fish. The guy in the boat next to you catches that one that you saw. You know, that's the way it is sometimes. Biotech index, the number one sector in the market right now, out of 60 sectors. Internet is number two. We're seeing a lot of those internet stocks doing well again. U.S. healthcare is number three. Chinese internet index, that's Baidu and others. Bitauto is number five. Those are the best sectors in the market right now. I like to be invested in the best sectors in the market. If I were to throw in one more, the transportation sector and the pharmaceutical sector, two more. Transportation's the railroads. They're doing really good right now. I did a lot of talking about Union Pacific, especially to the dividend investors up there in the Bay Area last week. And I did a lot of talking about the railroad, the guys that are making the cars, retrofitting the cars to carry oil. We talked about some of those stocks. And the airlines have done real well. So the bottom line, once again this week, 65 months in a row, I've said to stay in the market, that the bull is still intact, and I just can't see how I can not be a bull, how I cannot continue to be a bull right now with the U.S. market still one of the top indexes in the world. With the NASDAQ still hitting new highs, the S&P still hitting new highs, it's obviously still a bull market. And with sectors like biotech and internet, go-go sectors, healthcare still leading the way, it's still a bull market. And it ain't over till it's over. When will it end? Nobody knows. I wish I knew the answer to that question. That's why I come to work every single morning, and that's why I look at hundreds of charts every single day. I'm looking for those signs, looking for those clues that it's time to start backing out. But I don't see them at the current time, and I see other markets around the world joining in the fray and actually doing better than our market. Anyways, if you'd like to follow along every single week, I know your 401k is important to you. You don't want to take a 53% hit. I can't make any promises or guarantees, but I'm not a guy that stays fully invested all the time, nor am I an asset allocator. And I know how important your IRA is to you and your college funds, etc. You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com, which goes over all of this stuff every week. And if you say, hey, I like what that guy has to say, I'd like for him to manage my money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.